There's a place in Southern California called Proctor Valley. Many years ago, Proctor Valley was well known, what with the rumors and secrets swirling and surrounding the place. You see, Proctor Valley Road was a rutted, winding dirt road that curved down and through the heart of the valley. It was rumored that people sometimes went crazy just driving along it. One kid had heard from his cousin's best friend's sister's uncle that the police once found something very scary. Two bodies hanging from one of the enormous trees that bordered the road. Folks whispered, maybe it had to do with the Proctor Valley witch. Everyone knew she wasn't a real witch, just some loony old lady who had lost a couple of her sons and went a little crazy in the process. So the witch, as she was known, was reported to sabotage travelers' cars because she didn't like them coming around. Supposedly, she had a third son. He was massive in size, strong as three men, and couldn't speak. He was rumored to wander the valley at all hours. One Saturday night, a carload of teenagers decided to drive Proctor Valley Road for some excitement. Two of the girls didn't want to go. They begged the boys not to do it, but the boys laughed them off and turned down the dirt road anyhow. Bouncing and jostling along the pits and bumps, the girls began giggling. Because how silly was it, after all? How silly was it to be afraid of something called the Proctor Valley Witch? Or her equally silly son? The Proctor Valley Witch. What nonsense. The girls' laughter died instantly as the car spun sideways and it came to a rest alongside some trees. The girls thought the boys had done something on purpose to scare them, but it turned out to be no joke, as the car had hit something and broken the axle. It was odd, though. There was nothing in the roadway that could have caused such damage. The girls began to cry just as the moon began to rise high above the ominous trees. The moon cast such a bright light that it should have been a relief, but instead, the moonlight exaggerated the shadows that flickered here and there from the tree branches. The boys flipped a coin. One boy readied himself to walk back to the main road and try to hitchhike to a payphone to call his father for help. The other boy stayed with the girls. As the first boy hurried back down the road, disappearing behind a curve, the second boy and the girls got back into the car and locked the doors. It was quiet. So quiet that when the noise first surfaced, it was almost inaudible. A light was faintly rising outside the back window. The girls began to cry again. The boy told them to shush, that he would go back there and look. The girls begged him to stay in the car. He didn't listen. He got out of the car, went round to the back, and gasped so loudly it made the girls jump. He got back into the car, breathing heavily. One girl screamed. The other girl asked, what had he seen? She begged him, but he refused to answer. The girls huddled together as the noise got slightly louder, heavier. It continued on throughout the next couple of hours. On and off. Here and there. As the moonlight darted back and forth over the windshield. The girls thought they wouldn't make it. The boy still refused to say what he had seen behind the car. The girls made mental notes of all the things they would do differently if they lived. They would do their chores. They would be kinder to their parents. They would never, ever, ever again drive down Proctor Valley Road. They thought this as they heard rustling in the brush only a few yards from the car. A rustling that sounded so big, the girls covered their ears and huddled together and cried. A couple of hours later, they heard a different noise. A car? Yes, a car, yes. It was the first boy being driven back by his father. Oh, the girls had never been so happy in their whole lives. As they piled into the rescuer's vehicle, one of the girls took a quick look at the back window of the broken-down car and gasped. She saw then what had made the noise. Tree branches. She then saw what had made the loud rustling in the brush next to the car. Cows in a field. She then saw the strange smile on the face of the boy who had stayed behind with them, the boy who refused to say what he had seen. It was later revealed that what the boy saw was right above the car, hanging in the branches. This is a true story. I know. I was one of those girls.